hello there, Mr. Skunk. How are you? Oh, really? Having trouble with the missus again? Oh, you speak Skunkanese. I'm sorry, I thought you spoke Skunkish. Here, let me translate. Oh, okay. See? Having trouble with the missus and... Oh, with the kids, too. They're spraying everyone. Oh, that's horrible. Let me get in touch with you. Maybe next week we can do some counseling of some sort. Oh, yes. We're doing good. Jolly good. Have a great day, little chap. Good goodbye and bless you. Do you think that's what I did the second scenario? Did you know I talked to skunk? Did you know I speak skunk language? That whole movie, Dr. Doolittle, is about me. Did you not know that? That's amazing. I couldn't believe they made a movie about me. You didn't know there was two dialogue types of skunk, did you? Skunkanese and skunkish. You know, there's two different types. Just want to make sure you guys know that. So maybe that might have been a stretch. So here was the third scenario. This scenario was maybe the one I did. So I came up, I saw the skunk, and I was like, ah! And I ran like a little girl. So maybe, do you think it was three? You think it was scenario three? Unfortunately, I have to say it was scenario three when I came in kind of with the skunk. I decided not to fight it, but to flight it. Let me tell you. And I was better for it, I believe, and I smelt wonderful from that time going forward. So just want to encourage you, if you see a skunk, it's okay. Don't be ashamed if you've ran from it and screamed like a little girl. It's okay. I feel your pain. You know, I feel your pain. I can resonate that with you. So today in my sermon, fight or flight. The word fight means to participate or face something and struggle through it. I'm going to say it one more time. Fight means to participate or face something and struggle through it. I really believe in this season, we've had a fighting season this year. In this house, contending for things, I really believe this season has been a fighting time. And I'm not talking about fist fighting. I'm not talking about we're all, knock your block off, you know, or anything like that. No. But the Lord spoke to me these two scriptures. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, for we live in the world. We do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. We don't fight with bazookas or guns or fists. We fight a different way. We fight with the power of on high. We fight through prayer. We fight through praise and worship. We fight through advancing the kingdom of God, through miracles. That's how we fight. And in Ephesians 6:12, it also says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. There's a lot of fighting going on outside of these four walls. There's a lot of fighting in the world, wouldn't you say? There's some really good trigger words out there. And if I were to say them, that would trigger everyone like, you know. There's a lot of trigger words out there. But how many know we're not fighting against our brothers and sisters? We're not fighting against the authorities, whether we think they make bad decisions or not. We're fighting against the enemy. And that enemy is known as Satan, as demonic forces. Things that influence people to do evil things. And how many of you know we have the victory over that? We do. It says in his word, but fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. It also says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Come on, church. We have the victory. We have the biggest entity of all things, that created all things, that knows all things, that is everywhere on our side. And he wants us to be successful. He wants us to win. He wants us to go forth. Come on, somebody. Doesn't that feel good? You know? You know, when you get in the battle, you're like, oh, man, I don't know if I can make it. Then you've got God in your corner saying, come on, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. He's right there. Sometimes we get so caught up in the forest that we just don't see our way out. But he's right there saying, come to me, I'll give you strength. Come to me and I'll do the impossible. One thing that I really believe that the Lord kind of gave me a little bit of a prophetic word for this house when it deals with fighting was, fighting gives us experience to conquer greater foes. I want to say it again. Fighting gives us experience to conquer greater foes. He backs that up in his word. And sometimes we fight a foe, we're like, wow, this is something that's impossible. This is something that seems so crazy out there. I don't see how God can do this. I don't see how God can use this or do anything with this, because this seems impossible. Let me remind you, when you were fighting for those little victories, he gave those to you, didn't he? For those other things that seemed big at the time, and he gave you victory in those. What makes you think that he can't give you victory in these? Because he can. Now, victory can be different the way we see victory. Maybe things didn't happen exactly the way you thought it should. But that doesn't mean it wasn't a victory for him. Because the victory for him is the glorification of him and his son. And that is where we can really see what God's doing. Because the glory doesn't go to us, the honor doesn't go to us, it all goes to him. Because this world is just a breath of all eternity. What we do in this world is only a breath. That's it, compared to eternity. So I would rather get the victory here. And maybe it may not seem like a victory, but get the victory here and see what the results are for all of eternity. And stick with his plan, because he sees it all. Come on, somebody. He sees the whole picture. Regardless of whether things didn't turn out the way we thought, like, God, where's the victory in this? It's okay. He sees it. He knows what's going on. Even though it might feel like you were a failure, or maybe something happened that you're like, God, maybe I did this and it was wrong, or maybe I didn't pray enough, or maybe I just did that and it wasn't good enough. No, it was. He got the victory. And for all eternity, we're gonna see in heaven what the rewards were for that. We won't see them here on earth, not all of them. Some of them we will, and they're great, and they're encouraging when we do. But when we get to heaven, we're going to see so many more things because we participated. We got to see the victory. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short. I've got a lot of notes here. But it's good. God's got some good stuff. But before we start fighting, I'm going to do two things real quick. So two things we have to be ready for, okay? So if we're going to be fighting in the Spirit, you know, we're going to put on the full armor of God. You know, we know about those things. We know about that. But two things we have to do before we start fighting. And I believe this season is going to be a season of fighting that we've been in and that we're going to continue on. Not that it's going to be a hard season, but we fight from a winning position. There's going to be things that we're going to contend for in this season that we're going to see, that might seem like impossible, but we're going to see the possible happen. Come on, somebody. We can see the impossible made possible by the God who is above all. I'm ready for it. I want to see it. Do it, Father. Do it in this house. Do it in my life. He's going to do some impossible things this year that are just going to be like, wow. God made himself so known in this situation, through this person, through that person, through this circumstance. God was so grateful, so awesome. He did those things. And I can't wait to see them. But before we get to that, before we start fighting, we're going to know two things that are very important. It boils down to these two. Number one, knowing who you are. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand that we are a daughter and a son of the Most High. We are co-heirs. It says in his word, Romans 8:11 And we're going to read, skip around to 15 and 17 in just a minute. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about you your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And now if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in the sufferings, in order that we may share in His glory. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We are co-heirs with Christ. This is who we are. This is who we are. All the other stuff is fluff. All of it. All of it is fluff. It doesn't matter if you're the senior pastor. It doesn't matter if you're an elder. It doesn't matter if you're a deacon. It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of a great business. It doesn't matter if you're just living wherever. If you have accepted Christ into your heart, you are then a son, and that is all that you need. Because anything else is not who our identity is in. Nothing else is in His identity. Our whole identity is in Him. And the more we realize this, the more we let this sink in to our spirits, the more we let it sink in to who we are, the more powerful we become, the more bold we become, the more on fire we become. The more we grasp this in a greater way, the more we live life to its fullest for Him and His glory. And I'll admit, I understand this, and we've been raised in church, so we kind of know some of these things. But sometimes it just kind of eludes us sometimes. We forget. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit, sometimes I forget, like, hey, I'm a son of God. You know, my work is demanding it sometimes, and I'm like, oh man, I just feel like I'm doing a failure. No! Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Yes, I want to do well. Yes, I want to be a light to witness. But what matters is I am a son of the King. That's the most important thing. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are a son and daughter of the King. And the more we realize this, the more powerful we can walk in the anointing that we have. And enjoy and embrace the destiny God has for us. But we have to realize that. We have to realize this. So I want everyone just to put your arms up real quick. Just put your arms up. And I'm going to pray real quick. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You that You are our Heavenly Father and that You do great things for us. And You want us to have great things. You want us to be great in You. But Father, we realize nothing is as good as just knowing that we are Your son and Your daughter. Give us revelation. Give us illumination, Father. Give us, download more things inside of us, oh Father, that we may be able to see You as our Heavenly Father and us as sons and daughters and co-heirs with Christ. Help us to understand more of it, not just in our minds, but in our hearts, oh God. And then, Lord, let us act upon that. Let us go forth in boldness more than ever before. Let us go forth in prayer more than ever before. Let us fight more than ever before, because we stand in a place of victory. Because You are above all, and You own all, and You are all. We thank You, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, church. Let's give Him a clap offering. Let's give Him a clap. Thank You, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So first of all, we have to know who we are before we fight. We have to know that. Second thing is, we have to have the right mindset. Now, this comes in hand with knowing who we are. If we don't know who we are in Christ, then we're not going to have the right mindset. Let's put it like that. I mean, that's why it's first. You know, you can have the best mindset in the world, but if something shakes you to your core, you're going to realize your mindset's going to go down the toilet really quickly. Let's put it like that way. It is not going to help you out if you don't know who you are. But once you know who you are, things change. And having the right mindset and the right heart will help propel you to doing great things. Because when you realize who you are, I'm a son of God. I am about my Father's business. I'm out going to make disciples in the nations. I'm going to preach the gospel. Then your mind, then you have to get, then once you get that, your mind and your heart are the next things. Because we've got a lot of things that come against us, don't we? I mean, come on. Culture is not a big fan of the Christian. Culture is not. we can see that pretty easily. Culture is not that friendly to Christians, especially ones that love God and want to see God do great things. Sometimes family members are not big on it. If you have an unsaved family member or someone who's really, really religious, and I'll say that as a term of using it as all law and no grace or no mercy, then it can be very difficult. Maybe it could be a job or a boss. I mean, they can definitely affect, especially if you work 40 hours a week or more. You know, you hear stuff from them. It's hard to have the right mindset. It's hard to have the right heart. Because people want to speak into our lives. And they always are. People are always speaking into our lives, whether it's family, husband, wife, children, work, culture, the radio, you know, the news, government. There's all these things speaking into us. And if we don't have the right heart, the right mindset, we're going to get confused and swayed by those things. And I love it as we look back at 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself above the knowledge, against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ." We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. If you've got thoughts in there that are not encouraging, that are not telling you, inspiring you to live on in your Christian walk, if you have thoughts in there that are degrading, condemning, get them out. Get them out. I mean, they're not paying rent, so send them out. I'm just saying. They're not giving you money for living in there. Get them out of there. I don't see this condemnation thought, "Oh, Van, you're no good. Here's $1,000 for letting me live in your mind for a little bit." No, that doesn't happen. They're not paying rent. Get them out. They're not propelling me to be what God has called me to be. They're not helping me reach the destiny that God has called me to be. They're not helping me go forth and preach the good news. No matter who it's from. It could be from someone who seemed to be very nice, and they said something very ugly, very mean. So my grandma always said, "Don't say anything ugly. Don't say anything ugly, church. Don't say anything ugly. That's not nice." If it's there and it's not glorifying to Him and helping you, get it out. Doesn't matter who it's from. Get it out. So I just want to take a moment, and we're just going to pray. So I just want to bow your heads real quick. And we're going to pray against these things. And we're going to give these things up to Him, because I really feel like this was something that we need to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good, oh Father. Father, right now, You're just showing us these thoughts that have come into our mind. You're showing us these lies, these ungodly beliefs that we're believing, whether it's about You, whether it's about us. You're showing them, You're bringing them forth to our forefront of our minds right now. And I thank You for doing that, because now we can get rid of those lies. We can push them out. And Father, and once we push them out, we can then accept Your truths, that we are a daughter or a son of the Most High, that you love us dearly, that you didn't give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That we don't have to fear because you're with us. So Lord, right now, we just give these thoughts up to you, God. These things, whether we heard them at a young age, whether we heard them yesterday, wherever we heard them, Father, we give them up to you because they are not helping us to accomplish what you have for us. And we tear down those beliefs. We get rid of that stuff. It's junk. It's ugly. And Father, right now, as we're getting rid of that stuff, we're just replacing it with your truths. Placing that you are a good God and you give good gifts to your children. We thank you, Father, that you love us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. That you didn't come down to condemn us, but he came down to save us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, right now, that you're going to continue to do great things in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, people. Come on, church. Let's get rid of those thoughts. Get rid of that stuff that's just hurting us. It's keeping us from our destiny. Keeping us from what God has in store for us. Get rid of it. Come on now. Are you ready? So if you have somebody in your life that likes to speak condemnation to you, I wouldn't spend so much time with them. Let's just say that. Maybe if they're family, well, that's what it is. You know, we love family. Sometimes they're not the most, but you know what? Take those thoughts captive. Get them out. Speak life. And if you read the word, you see the life that has been given. There's so much life in that word that God can speak to you. Read it. It's good stuff. Amen? All right. So number one, we got to know who we are before we fight. Number two, we got to have the right mindset and the right heart. All right? And then one last thing is I'm going to talk about today because I know on time-wise we're looking at. One thing that we have to do is we have to participate. I mean, it's great. We know who we are. We got the right mindset. We have the right hearts. But we got to participate. We got to do something. What good is having all this stuff if we don't do anything with it? Come on, somebody. We've got to do something with it. And so I want to encourage us today to do something with what we've been given in this fighting season. Now, some of you might say, well, Van, how do I fight? You know, how do I go about this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because I'm going to tell you how to participate. Are you ready? So how you participate is prayer. We do it by prayer. Because we don't wage war with bazookas in the spiritual kingdom. We don't wage war in the spiritual with guns or, you know, things like that, or with our fists or with knives or tanks or anything like that, or nuclear missiles. We wage war with our prayers. And it says in His Word that the prayers of a righteous man or woman are powerful and effective. Come on, somebody. Effective. They're effective, church. We have to believe that they're going to be effective. Because when we participate, something's going to happen. You have to believe, childlike faith believes when they ask your dad or ask your mom, that ask them for something, they're going to get it in return. That's the way we need to be. Childlike faith. Prayers are effective. Another thing, praise and worship. Come on, somebody. Love me some praise and worship. Oh, I love it. Love it. Some good stuff there. And I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can praise and worship. I mean, some people dance, and it's great. Some people shout, which is, I'm a shouter, so. It's good. It's good. That's my own flavor. I like to shout. I like to yell. I like to get excited about things. I don't want to yell for my sports team louder than I yell for Jesus. Come on, somebody. Are we yelling for our favorite sports team or getting more excited about that than we are about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I'm stepping on some toes here. But it's a good question. It's valid. He's done so much for us. Why can't we yell for him? Why can't we dance for him? Why can't we spend some time with him? Just saying. And we all can be guilty of that. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, because I'm not. But we can all be guilty of those things. But let's make the decision not to be guilty of them anymore. Let's make the decision to participate. Because sometimes, if you want to see the results, you have to go deeper. You have to do something that's not as so common. The woman with the issue of blood did something that was very uncommon. She got out of her house and she went to Jesus. Even though it could have resulted in death and ridicule because of the laws of the land, she was so desperate for his touch, she went out. How much are we desperate for him? Maybe it's a shout. Maybe it's something you're like, I only pray really quiet. And that's the way I was taught, and you know, that's okay. Pray really quiet and that's it. Sometimes you have to get excited. Sometimes you have to get out of that. Now, I understand there's introverts and extroverts out there, and I understand that. But sometimes when you want to see God move, you have to get desperate. Desperate for him. And that's all about participating. Praise and worship. Prayer. One of my mentors a long time ago when I was about 14, 15, he was teaching me about prayer. And he said, Van, why do you always fall asleep when you pray? I was like, well, I'm tired. You didn't know that I fell asleep when I pray? Sometimes that still can happen. And it's nice for us in his presence, but there are other times where that's not supposed to be good, you know? He's like, Van, why do you always fall asleep? I was like, well, I'm kind of tired. He's like, well, why don't you try this? Why don't you, and I appreciate my brother James in doing that. He was a very, very great man to be able to help me with this. He's like, man, why don't you walk and pray? Why don't you stand up and walk? And some of you know that's what I do. And to this day, I don't have a problem with sleeping while I'm praying, because I'm walking and praying. Now, if you see me fall flat on my face, either I'm asleep or the Holy Spirit hit me pretty good. So you're not going to see that happen. I walk when I pray, because that keeps me alert, that keeps me active, because I know I'm fighting for something, I'm contending for something, I'm going after something. Another way we can fight is by being obedient, whatever the Lord tells us to do. That might mean a word of knowledge. That might be going up and seeing it, praying for someone for a miracle. Woo! That can be a little scary at times, can't it? Like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that one. That's a little scary. But if he's calling you to do it, go for it. Even if nothing happens, still go for it. Because God's going to do something great in you, and you are contending. Because not only, and you might be like, well, that person wasn't healed or whatever else, and you know what? But there's the kingdom of God advancing. And that person could be healed if you do that. Doesn't matter the ailment. Doesn't matter what physical infirmity they have or what's going on. That person could be healed. But if you don't take the step and be obedient, they'll never be healed. Come on, somebody. Come on. Advancing his kingdom. So those are some of the ways. There are many other ways, but those are some of the ways I want to highlight today of fighting. And we can do it. But we have to participate. First of all, we've got to know him. Know him and know who we are in him. Second thing, we've got to have the right mindset and the right heart. And thirdly, we have to participate. Because that's what we have to do. And I love it because the victory is his. The victory is already his. We don't have to worry. The victory is his. The battle is his. But we have to be willing to participate. So what I would like to do is everyone stand up. And in closing, we're going to fight. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready to fight? So we're looking for God to do some great things this year. And what was really put on my heart for this year, for today, was that we are going to fight for those that are weary today. Because I believe, and what God was talking to me about, is there's a lot of people in this house and in our areas of influence that are weary. And that we need to stand in the gap and fight for them. Because maybe it's their situation, maybe it's an illness, maybe something else is going on that, you know, only we know, or maybe it's something we don't even know. But we're fighting for them. We're fighting for our brothers and sisters. We're fighting for salvations. We're fighting for the advancement of His kingdom. We're fighting for those things. And we have to be ready. We have to do it. And if we just say, all right, well, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. No, today is the day. Because none of us are promised tomorrow. So what we're going to do, and I know this might be a little bit different for some of us, and it's okay, but we're going to get a little loud. Is that okay? Can we get a little loud? Can we get a little loud for Jesus? Can we do that? I mean, the football game's on at 1, so that would be amazing if you lost your voice before 1, before your favorite team. That would be pretty impressive. But can we get a little loud for Jesus? Can we contend for someone, fight for someone that is having a tough time? Because I love this about church. When God highlights someone in our lives that we pray for, isn't it so nice when we're having a struggle, God does the same thing for us? Come on. Come on, somebody. God knows what we need. And sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. And we need our brothers and sisters in Christ to stand firm for us, to stand with us, to fight for us, to fight to see God do the impossible made possible. Yes. Come on, church. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to get a little loud. So what we're going to do first is we're going to give a little shout. Are y'all ready? For a little shout, okay? So we're going to shout the name of Jesus on the count of 3. Because what this does is it builds our faith. It gets us going. Because that fear of beginnings ceases once we get going. We get out of that comfort zone. We're like, all right, let's go. All right, so on the count of 3, we're going to shout the name of Jesus. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus! Felt good, didn't it? Felt good. Let's do it again. Let's do it one more time. 1, 2, 3. Jesus! All right, come on. So what we're going to do now is we're going to put on a song. It's called Surrounded. So Ashley, if you get that ready for me. We're going to crank it up, and we're going to be praying for people in our lives and praying for situations. So what I want us to do, now, I don't want to embarrass anyone. I don't want to be specific on things. But if you have someone that you want to pray for, or something you want to pray for, like I said, we're not trying to embarrass anyone. We don't want specifics. But if you feel like God want to pray for someone to encourage them, bring them life, I'm going to leave this mic open here for you. And we're going to speak life into these people. For impossible situations to be possible. For them, for people that are tired. For people that are worn down. Speaking life. And whether it might be someone in this house or someone outside this house, I want you to take this mic and go for it. To pray for those people. Now, keep it 1 or 2 minutes because we will let everyone pray if they like to. But while this person is praying, I want people to start praying in tongues. Praying in tongues, being loud. I want you to be loud this time. You can use your outdoor voice inside church today. You can do it. We're always told to be quiet in church. Now you can be loud. And it's okay. So I'm going to leave this mic open here. It's going to be on. And if you feel a burden for someone or something, we don't want to go into detail, of course. Pray life into their situation. Pray life into them. All right? So if you want to crank that up, Ashton, we're going to do it loud. This is not going to be... We ain't doing small-town church. We're doing loud church today. Thank you, Lord. You're the God of me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
We believe in you.
Thank you, Lord. You are so good. Come on. Come on. We're believing for miracles. We're believing for the advancement of the kingdom. We are fighting. We are participating. It says in your word, Father, that if you ask of it, the mountain will be thrown into the sea. Lord, we are contending. We are fighting for great things, for your kingdom, for your purposes, O God, for your people. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We pray right now, Father, for the weary, Father. We pray right now for the downhearted, for the downcast, Father. The things didn't turn out the way they wanted to in 2021, Father. Lord, we lift them up to you right now. And we speak strength. We speak life. We speak resurrection power in their hearts, Father. We speak grace unto them, Father. We serve a God who does the impossible. So, Father, we'd ask wherever they are, if they're at home or they're here, Father, that you would just strengthen them right now. That you would bring their heart and their mind into alignment with who they are, which is a son and daughter of the Most High. And we, Lord, we thank you so much that we can rely on that, knowing who we are in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We worship your name. We worship your name. Thank you, Father. Jesus. It is done. Yes, Lord. It is done. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Amen, church. How you feeling now? How you feeling now? We did some fighting today. Come on. And with that fighting, our prayers are effective. Don't forget that. Our prayers are effective. So what we pray today, what we sowed into the kingdom, we're going to see a multiple reaping. Come on, somebody. Yes, we saw it. We're going to see this. And don't let it stop here. Yes. Don't let it stop here. What we did this morning, don't let it just have to wait till 2022, Christmas, before Christmas, and do something else like this again. Don't let it stop. Let it continue. Draw that line in the sand. Put that stake down. Put those stones down like the Israelites and say, this is where I encountered God. This is where I stepped out and stopped believing about who I thought I was and knowing who I am in Him. That I am a son and a daughter of Him. Come on, somebody. Stop believing that stuff. Stop believing the stuff that doesn't go along with the destiny that God has for us. Don't let it stop. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what I want to do is just release you guys. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed. And if you would like some prayer about something else, I will be up here to pray, and the prayer team will be up here to pray for you. But otherwise, have a great day. Be blessed and go forth, okay? Go CLCC. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.